A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Lamed, Baba Metzia 30a, pagination is 59. We'll start from a quote of the Mishnah, which is coming from the previous page, but we stay on today's Daf where the Gemara quotes it, two lines up from the wide lines. Matza Sako Kupa. If a person finds a sack or a box, anything that is not within his dignity to take, if it was his own item, he would not carry this in public, so he doesn't have to do it for Hashava Saveda, to return a lost object, for somebody else either. He's not obligated to take it. Minoane mili, the Gemara asks, how do you know this? Tetanu Rabbanan, because we learned, v'his salamta, when the Pasuk words the concept of Hashava Saveda with the word v'his salamta, and you will make yourself as if you didn't see it, pa'amim sha'ata misalim. It's worded in such a way to infer that there are indeed times that you're allowed to make yourself oblivious to the Aveda, because you don't have to take this initiative and return it. Haketzad, what's that case? And the Gemara considers a number of possibilities. A Kohen Beves HaKvaros, a Kohen and the Aveda, the lost object, is in a cemetery where he's not allowed to go, is not the case that the Pasuk was referring to, because that would be understood. He's not allowed to make himself Tamei. This mitzvah is not going to compel him to do that and make himself Tamei, so he's allowed to be oblivious to such an Aveda. Also, the case of Shalom Miruba Mishal Chavero, if the loss he's going to take by returning this lost object is greater than his friend's item that he's going to retrieve. We have to know the specific case, but in general, that concept, I also didn't need a Pasuk V'Salamta to tell me I'm allowed to be oblivious, because yours comes first. The mitzvah of Hashava Saveda is to take of your time, to take of your energy, of your effort. But if you physically are going to lose your object, your goat is going to run away in order for you to save his goat, that's not the requirement, and that's not a case that's needed for the principle of V'Hisalamta. And therefore, after considering the case of Kohen, and saying, I don't need a pasuk for that. And after considering the case of his loss would be greater than the Aveda is worth, and rejecting that, you don't need a pasuk for that, I would know that on my own, the Gemara concludes, Ela lezakin ve'ena lelechvi chevodo, it's for a person described as an older person, or a scholar, and it's not within his dignity to retrieve this object for the other person, which, as we explained, he wouldn't do it for his own item, so he doesn't have to do it for the other person. The example I remember in yeshiva that was given when we learned this in fifth or sixth grade was, if a hubcap was there and you want to do Hashava Saveda, but it's a person who would normally not carry a hubcap in public. If it was his own, he wouldn't do it. So then he's not obligated to do it for the other person, and that's what's learnt from the Pasuk of V'Hisalamta, that you could make yourself oblivious to the lost object. The mitzvah is not incumbent upon you. The Gemara says there is a condition to that absolvement. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Hikisha, if you hit the animal to try to get it in the right direction, Chayavba, you are now obligated to return it. Once you started, it locks you into the mitzvah. Abaya of Yosef Kameh de Rabba, Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba, his Rebbe. Chazalah nechizi dekaimi, he saw some goats that were around. Shakal Kola, he took a clump of earth, Vishada Bahu, and threw it at them to get them to start going in the direction of their owner. Amale, and Rabba told them, Ichaivis Bahu, you just became obligated in Ashava Saveda, Kum Ahad Rinhu. Now you have to return them to their owner. In other words, until now you were absolved. If you're not a person who would normally walk with goats, so then you're absolved. It's embarrassing for you. But if you started, then you're going to be locked in, which prompts the fascinating question. They asked the following question. If a person would be accustomed to return such a thing in the field when people aren't watching him, or where the social norm is a little bit different, people are with goats and horses and things like that, but in the city, in urban dwelling, it would be embarrassing for me to be walking with such a thing. Mahu, what's the halacha? Mi amrinan, do we say, hashava ma'alya ba'inan, we need you to return it for real, v'kevan delav darke la'achzer be'ir, and since you would not do this in the city, lo l'chayev, you're absolved from the beginning when you find it in the field. O dilma, or maybe, besoda miyashu de'chayev le, in the field, you're able to do that part of the hashava, so you have to start. V'kevin de'ichayiv lei, like the story of Abaya that we just recounted, once you started besod in the field, ichayiv lei be'ir, you're now locked in and you're going to have to do it even in the place where it's not to your dignity, and the pasuk of v'hisalamta will not absolve you because you already started. And the Gemara answers, teiku. The question stands, it's a good question. It is fascinating that we take the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda, unless you have the pasuk of Vehisalamta to absolve you, you're obligated. And in the case where it was within his dignity, outside the city, but not within his dignity, inside the city, the Gemara considers it a legitimate question. Maybe you have to start, and once you started, you might have to continue. Amar Rava, Rava said, the rule is that if you would do it for yourself, then you have to do it for your friend. And similarly, if you would unload or load an animal, it's within your dignity, if it's your own item, then you have to do it for your friend as well. The Gemara recounts an amazing story. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, this particular Talmudic scholar, was going on the way and he encountered a person that had an item that he was busy with that was not within his dignity to deal with. Amale, and the person asked him, Dalili, help me carry it. And it wasn't within his dignity, so he was absolved. Amale, instead he asked, Kamashavian, how much are they worth? Amale palga de zuza, half of a certain coin. Obviously, it doesn't mean they cut the coin in half, just like a half shekel. There was such a coin, like we would say a half dollar. Yoiv le palga de zuza va'afkira. So he gave him the half coin denomination in order to acquire, to buy the item from this fellow who was struggling with it, and then he made it ownerless because he didn't need it. And this is how Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi handled the situation. The Gemara, of course, is wondering if he's absolved, what's he doing? And the answer is, Lefnim Mishuras Hadin Hu Da'avad. He was going beyond the letter of the law, trying to help the person. So the way he helped him was he just paid him for the item. He bought it for him. Instead of having you schlep it, wherever you're going to schlep it, I paid you for it, I bought it, it's no longer yours. And like this, I don't have to help you because you're no longer struggling. One final piece on this topic, counting into the medium wide second line at the end of the line. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan taught, Lachovra Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was only destroyed al shadanu badin Torah, because they judged it according to the letter of the law. V'lo avdu lefne mishuras hadin, and they didn't do beyond the letter of the law. Tosfos, second to last on the page, points out that in the Gemara Yuma, it says that the reason Yerushalayim was destroyed was because of sinas chinam, unwarranted hatred. And Tosfos kind of sidesteps the question and says, Hava Hagarma, they both caused the destruction of Yerushalayim, which is an interesting answer because the wording was, Lo Charva Yerushalayim Ella. Yerushalayim was not destroyed except for. That means this is like a big component. And if there's another big component, then it's really the two of them causing it. So some answer that Sinas Chinam and Lefne Meshuras Hadin are really not so different. They're two sides of the same coin, so to speak. Sinas Chinam, the unwarranted hatred, and then the Lefne Meshuras Hadin, which is the benevolence of being willing to let somebody else have a little bit more than they're entitled to legally, really the same theme. And maybe Hava Hagarma, the two caused it, is not really two totally unrelated topics causing. Another approach is that Sinas Chinam is what caused the destruction, but had they dealt with each other, Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, beyond the letter of the law, then Hashem likewise would have dealt with them beyond the letter of the law. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.